Blog Talk Radio.
Of the true Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
On Blog Talk.
Over 5 seconds, you at the talk.
Okay. We live on Blog Talk. We live on Blog Talk on the bottom part of the Sabbath day. Here at Cat 1, VOTTY, on the bottom part of the Sabbath day. We live. Live on YouTube. We also live on YouTube, Facebook, and Paltalk. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
with the name of your son. If you don't use the name Israel, then you fall under what? See what happened to him. Remember, his name was black. Name is black. He was given to Israel. Jacob protected the name Israel.
And now, Voices
black.
Of the True Israelites with your host, the seed of seed royal.
Four corners of the globe. Praise
the righteous
and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
What book? Isaiah. Isaiah
65:15.
What did he say?
And you shall leave your name for a curse.
Now, stop right there. You gonna leave your name for a curse. Well, what that mean? You
understand?
That means you left your name for a curse. Let's go to, now let's go precept my Bible. Let's get understanding of what he's talking about here.
Hallelujah.
Alright, let's go to Deuteronomy. We're gonna pick it up in chapter 32, verse number 37. I want you to read this here. I want you to get an understanding of what's really going on. That's what we're here for. Remember, through your precepts you get what?
No.
Now, what did he say? Through your precepts you get what? No. I mean, 28:37. I heard you over there, mother. 28:37. Through your precepts you get what?
No.
He said, but what's the word he put there?
Always quote the Bible.
Remember, through your precepts you get. You said it earlier. What'd you say, mother? I heard you over there. I'm growing a beard like this. Yeah. Now, wait till my mother said it already. She's going to help you out. Understand. Yeah, the mother's over there. That's what they're there for, though. That's what they're there for. It ain't nothing. This is how we all grow. You see what I'm saying? We all went through this. We all had to grow through these challenges. And this is how we all come up in the word of Yahweh by helping each other. You see what I'm saying? So your precepts, remember, you get understanding. Keep that in mind now. Now, and don't lose that mark because we're coming back to the Isaiah. We're going to the front of the book, in the book of Deuteronomy. And then don't ever be afraid to use that old index. And we're going to chapter 28. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 37. Now remember, he said you're going to leave your name for a curse, right? All right. Verse 37. 28 verse 37, read.
And thou shalt become an astonishment in Proverbs, and a byword among all nations, whither the Lord, Yahweh, shall lead thee.
So that means you will become a byword, a proverb, and that, when he calls you a byword, you know what a byword is? You will let your name for a curse. What was your name that was a blessing? What we call ourselves today besides Israel. Name some names we call ourselves today besides Israel.
Black people.
Well, hold on, slow down. Black people. Bad word. Keep going.
African American.
Bad word.
Nigga.
Bad word. That's good. That's great. All these are bad words that you let, and they are called a what? That you can read. You left your name for what? Now, a bad word, but he called it a what? That you left your name. Remember, you got the letter. You left your name for a curtain. Now, you can go read that in Isaiah 65, verse 15.
What?
Now let's go back to Isaiah chapter 65 verse 15. Let's find out about who his chosen is. Who left their name for a curse? We're going to find out who he said who. We're going to see who he said who it is. We're going to precept our Bible. Through our precepts we get what?
Understand.
That's what we're about to do. We're going to go back and read that again. Mother Eve, you're going to help me out here. Once he reads that again, and you will give me Isaiah chapter 44 and give me verse number 1. Now, we're going to read this real slowly because we want to get a good understanding. So if you're using any name besides the name Israel, you want to know what? Curse. And hallelujah. That's what we're trying to get our people to understand. If you're using any other name besides the name Israel, you are under curse and loss of blessing. Now let's read Isaiah chapter 44 and pick it up at verse number 1, Mother E, after he read me, come back and read me that 65, Isaiah, verse 15. We're going back and read 65, verse 15, pick it off at the top, and we're going to pick this scripture down. Just to get understanding, we know who he's talking about.
You shall leave your name for a curse.
Who?
You.
Uh-huh. To what? you my name for a curse
unto my chosen.
Stop. Now we're going to preach that by Bible. Who's the chosen?
Israel.
But we're going to read a good game. If we can talk a good game, all we want. So you put a scripture on the table first. You put the scripture down, then you show in the Bible. You let the book through your precepts, you get what?
Understand.
So you go precept your chosen. So now you put a learn who the chosen is in the Bible. All right? Now, let's go pick it up, mother. Give me verse Isaiah chapter 44 and give me verse number 1. Anybody can jump in anytime they want if they throw a precept out there about who the chosen is. That's all well.
Isaiah chapter 44, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Jacob, my servant,
mm-hmm.
and Israel, whom I have chosen.
Now, who he chosen?
Israel.
Israel is the chosen. So now, make sure you write, always write the scripture down.
Israel.
All right? Isaiah what?
Isaiah 65.
Now, what mother has got done reading? That's why you wrote down, because how you going to know who his chosen is if you don't write the scripture down? You're going to be on the clock one day. All this is going to come back up. And one thing you're going to want to know, who is this chosen people? You might say Israel, but you want to read. So you write down Isaiah chapter 44, verse number 1. Remember, through your precepts, you get understanding. So you precept who is chosen is.
I got one for Micaiah Israel, that the chosen one.
Shoot it out.
It's chapter 44, verse 1.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah
44, Hey, give me Isaiah 41:8. Write that down. Go.
Chosen one.
Isaiah 41:8. Isaiah 41:8. But thus Israel are my servants.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob, Israel, whom I have chosen,
mm-hmm.
the seed of Abraham, my friend.
Now you see how this goes? Israel is who he has chosen. So now you know when you read the book of Isaiah, chapter 65, verse number 15, when he gets to talking about, when he got to saying that his chosen, unto his chosen, so you let him know, now you can go in there, you can tag in, the name Israel, I said chosen Israel. Israel going to leave their name for a curse. And what they're going to be called by? Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 37. A byword and a proverb. African American. No. Moors. You see how it's going? Muslims. Christians. You know what I'm saying? Jehovah's Witnesses. They'll be called by all these other names. Cancun, whatever you want to call them. They won't call themselves these gangbanging names. It don't matter. It's a curse. Give it to him, Brother Titus, Israel, C. Roy.
All right, 1 Chronicles 16, 13.
All right, you're going to write down 1 Chronicles. You're going to write down chapter 16, verse number 13.
1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 13, read.
Let him get there. Let him follow you and let him read with his own eyes.
First Chronicles
be up in this area. Keep coming to class and keep this thing going, boy. You'll be flipping the page, beating me there. Definitely say the truth in this record. You got a big job to do. You got to beat them up out of their head with this Bible all the way through and let them see everything in the scripture that it's saying. So go back to Isaiah 65. Because remember, they under a curse because they ain't using the name. You got anything go? You know your name is supposed to be what?
Yeah.
Then we read that you got to surname yourself Israel inside of 44 verse number 5 of Isaiah. We'll read that again to make sure you understand what's going on. 65 verse 15 of Isaiah. Pick it back up at the top. And when you see that word chosen in there,
and
I want you to drop that name Israel in there.
And you shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen.
Who?
Israel.
That's right. Now, if you read that like this to somebody, they don't see Israel right there.
Right.
You see what's going on now? But now you got the scriptures to go in there and tell you. It's in there. See how that's going on? You go back and you take them to all these different scriptures. And you show them who the chosen is. You don't give no room for error. Now go back and finish reading that. Until my chosen Israel what?
For the Yahuwah shall slay thee.
He go slay. He go, who he go slay?
The curse.
But who he go slay? Who is the D? Who he talking about? His chosen who?
His chosen one.
Man, who's his chosen?
Israel.
And he go, who he go slay then? Israel. And continue to read.
Call his servants by another name.
Now, we know that other name is the curse name. Mm-hmm. But who's his servant that we can read? You see what's going on? But we go read a good game. See, the thing is, we sharpen up your arches. So when you go back with the better half, you rehearse these like that, you get more sharper with this book. So now, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to find out who his servant is. You just read one. I don't know if you picked up on it. Now, we go get you in 1 second. We go, his name changed to who?
To Israel.
Now, we're going to find out who his servants are that you can read, though. You get precepts. How you get understand? How you get to understand? The precepts get you to understand. So we're going to get the precepts of who his servants is. Now you will go and you want to read the book of Leviticus. We're going to read chapter 25, and you're going to pick it up at verse 55.
Chapter who?
We're going to Leviticus chapter 25, verse 55. Mother, Sister B, bring that out for me. While we get the young lion there, while he's heading on that way, then you bring out your precept behind that, Sister B. And if anybody got one to add on to the young lion, bring it on. It's all there now. Now, keep some in mind. Through your precepts, you get what? You get understanding through your precepts. You can say Israel. A person might, you got middle Christians, they one thing they good in, the gift of the gap. They'll run them lips all day and try to make you convince you and believe you and get through a lot of talking. But you got to read a good game. You got to go in there and say, okay, let them do talking. Let them run out of breath. When they get down right out of breath and they long win, let them run out of breath. But when they get done, 55. I'm on 55. When they run out of breath, then you come up and you give. You take a deep breath and say, oh, you ran out. Now you give. 12th round, knockout. Let them get to the whole 11th round. Then at 12th round, you say, I done tagged you. I done busted Muhammad Ali on you. You see what's going on here? Now you get verse 55. What do you say? The biggest, Sister did chapter 25, verse 55. Yes, ma'am. Then I want you to bring your precept on his servant. Who his servant is.
Leviticus 25:55.
Leviticus
chapter 25:55.
Yes, ma'am.
Right there.
Yes, ma'am.
For unto me the children of Israel are servants.
Stop right there. Who is servants?
Children of Israel.
So this is my servant. Don't even read this thing here.
They are my servants.
Uh-huh.
Whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
Now the children of Israel are whose servants? That brother McLean Israel.
Yahuwah.
We Yahuwah servants. You see how this thing goes? We Yahuwah servants. So unto me is the Yahuwah. And he said, when he said in that 65, verse 15, when he's talking about the service, he was talking about the service of Israel. You see what I'm saying? He's going to call them by another name. He's saying by that go through your precepts, you get understanding. Now, what you got for me, Sister Abel?
I have 41.
Hallelujah. Now, write this down. You want to get your, write this down, be big ears, and pay attention. And you get your, don't get your shot. But write it, make sure right now what you're going to. You got Isaiah chapter what?
41.
It's all there. Bring it on now, Sister Abel.
Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8. Everybody there?
Hallelujah. Oh, the mother's got to get there. Oh, shit, go on here.
Verse 8. But you, Israel, are my servant.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob, whom I have chosen, Israel, whom I have chosen.
Uh-huh. So Israel, whom he has chosen. Oh, you, Israel, are my servant. Israel, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. You see what's going on? Israel is the servant of who?
Yahweh.
Verse 9.
You, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth,
mm-hmm.
and called you from the chief men thereof, mm-hmm. and said unto you, you are my servant.
Mm.
I have chosen you
and
not cast you away.
So
his
servant? Children of Israel. It's his servant. Now you get that? Now we want to bring one more thing out to make sure you got this real good understanding. How do you get understanding?
Precepts.
Now let's go back to something you just read earlier. And let's go pick it up at verse 44. Chapter 44, the same book, and give me verse 1 and down. Now, I want verse 1, and then I want verse number 5. Matter of fact, read verse 1 all the way down to 5. Just break it all out. Yeah, I'm going to give it back to you, brother. Titus Israel, see you, Lord.
Yet not here, O Jacob, my servant, in Israel.
Now, we're going to Isaiah chapter. You got to call that the chapter, call that the book, call that the chapter, call that the verse.
Israel.
So you know who he know he chose on Jeshurun. Mm-hmm. We ain't read nothing about no Jeshurun was chosen. We read that who chose?
Israel.
Hallelujah. What? Verse 3.
For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground.
Mm-hmm.
I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessings upon thine offering.
That's all right, sir. Now, we got to get an understanding about verse 3. He said, for I will pour my what upon him?
Water.
Now, what is this water? You want to spring water for him to drink? That's blessing. No. We go through your what? How do you get it?
I'll do
it. No, I'm saying, listen. How do you get understanding?
I appreciate
it. So, that means we got to go find out. How we going to find out what the water is? It's about what?
Precepts.
We got precepts about
what
the water is. So, that means, do you know what precept is out of the Bible that can tell you what water is?
Sure.
Or you can go off your own thought and then you'll be found in a false way.
You're right.
Is that the thing, go?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to be found in a false way. You always want to have a scripture to put on the table. Mm-hmm. Is that the thing, go? That's how you shut their mouth up.
Yeah.
This is how you shut them up. I don't care if it's a pastor, your mama, my mama, anybody's mom, grandma, daddy, uncle, cousin, anybody. You shut them up when you get the precept in your Bible, they can't say nothing. Like, oh. They'll think it's some water coming out of faucet or get some water and pour it on their body.
Mm-hmm.
You see what's going on? But let's find out what this water is. Now, we're going to come back here and put a bookmark there. Because I got the bookmark. Now, go to Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 26. Yep, he's in there.
Turn the light on.
That's right. Look over there. Look in there. It's in that area. You in that area. Find a bee. And you go get there. And I'm saying, by the time you look up, you keep on coming, keep this Sabbath day, you go see Yahweh, go have you flipping the book back. Like, things will be rolling.
With understanding.
What was that verse you read there, Elder, over there in Proverbs? Get wisdom, but also get what?
Your word.
All right. We're going to come back, and we're going to read that again, Brother Tyus. We're going to let the young lion get in there. Again, we got you over there, Sister Bill. We know you got one holding one over there for us in the chamber. You got to keep that, sniper in the cut sometimes. And the mother got one over there, too, now. And the mother said that, see, everybody been dropped his guard on you now. I need to put an audible to that. Let's get this microphone, bro.
Hallelujah.
Hit that, it's a thing. The piece in the back plugged up, Brother Titus. The chip in the back. It's plugged up in the back. It's called the Titus speaker right there.
Oh, the chip in the back?
Yeah, it's plugged up. And he was right there. He got good ears. All right. Yeah, I'm bringing the mic out. All right, we go get that job. That's a good precept since they did.
All that the Father giveth me shall come to me in him. and that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
Right, that's the song talking to those that listen about
38.
All that the Father give him, he will not be what?
He will not be cast out.
This was John chapter 7, verse 37.
That's the song talking to the followers, disciples, about that you won't be cast out if you do what again in 37? All at what?
Come to me.
All at what in verse 37?
All the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
So if you come to the Son, understand, what do you say he'll do for you?
John chapter.
What do you say he'll do for you if you come to him? He say all that come to him, what do you say you got, what you got coming if you come to him according to verse 37?
Did you read 37?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
What are you saying in that 37? Read again and concentrate on what you read.
That's right.
We don't want to read, we don't know what we read.
That's right.
So what is 37? Read 37 again.
Read again.
And break that down.
All that Father giveth me shall come to me.
All the Father giveth shall come to me.
Mm-hmm. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
Mm-hmm. So if you come to him, what he say he'll do?
He's coming to you.
If you come to him, what he say he'll do? Read in that verse.
He said, all that
come to
me, all that what the Father
giveth shall come to me.
To come to him.
In him that cometh to me, I will in no way cast, wise cast out.
So if you come to him, what do you say he'll do?
Cast out?
No. He don't cast you out if you come to him now. He don't cast you out if you don't come to him.
That's John chapter 6.
He was coming to you.
So the one comes to him, he say he got something.
The ones that
that's not coming to him,
cast out.
He got something for him too, but he time is up. So if you don't come to him, he got something for you. If you do come to him, he got something for you.
To me, he will do what? I will no wise cast out.
So if you come to him,
you see how that go? All that the Father giveth him. Read it again.
All that the Father giveth me.
All the Father giveth me, Yahweh the Son. All that Yahweh the Father giveth to Yahweh the Son, what?
Shall come to me.
All the way will come to Yahweh the Son.
And him that cometh to me.
Now, you, Brother McClain, Israel, C. Roy, that coming to Yahweh the Son, what's he going to do for you? I will what? If you come to him, he's going
to
do what?
Come to you.
He said, I will what?
I will in no wise cast out.
He's going to be cast out if you come to him. You see what's going on here?
That's the last one. I mean, he will not cast out?
He will not cast you out if all that comes to him.
That didn't, I was confused.
Yeah. Read it again. 37. All that coming to the Father. Okay. Give it me, which is Yahweh the Son. Everybody Yahweh the Son gave it to him. It's to me. He said, so if you come to him, all us that come to the Father, give it to Yahweh the Son, she'll come to Yahweh the Son, right? Everybody come to Yahweh the Son from the Father. He said, and him that cometh to me, which is Yahweh the Son, I will in no wise cast out.
Okay. So
if you come to Yahweh the Son, he's not going to cast you out. See what's going on?
So you're not going
to
get cast.
Yeah, ain't no casting out if you come to Yahweh the Son. You come to him.
Right.
Like you're here today on the Sabbath day.
Right.
You see what's going on? He ain't going to cast you out. You're doing his law.
Hallelujah.
We rocking and rolling, right? Mm. Now, what was that? We get some water down, right?
Yeah.
We get that good old water down. Right.
Back. 3:38.
Did he say he told you to read 38? You got to read now? Read 38.
Verse 38. For I came down from heaven,
mm-hmm.
not to do mine own will,
mm-hmm.
but the will of him
mm-hmm.
that sent me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what's his will? What's his will?
Well, no.
How you get his
word?
No. How you going to get it? Let's find out what his will is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go read. Let's go to Psalms chapter 40. And pick it up at verse number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out his will. 7-8. Fill verse 7, man, and make it sound real. Read down verse number 8.
Just take a deep breath and relax. And just work with each other.
Hallelujah. Well,
Isaiah 40.
Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath.
Every verse got something in it.
You can make a, you can go preach up off a whole lesson with the right spirit guide. Now we're going back to Isaiah 44. Now we're going to verse number 3 and pick it up where you left off at. Now pick
verse
up that verse at the top. Come on.
For I will pour water upon him.
Now what's that water?
Knowledge. I mean,
yeah,
not the knowledge.
The word. The word. And you can
upon
preach.
Upon him.
Now you're going to pour that word upon him now. Now you know that. You can shout that in.
Mm-hmm.
See what's going on? Anybody got something to say about the word, you got to be able to go be able to pull it out of them. You got to have it down pat. You got to be able to shoot it off. Let the spirit lead you. Continue to read.
For I will pour the word upon him that is thirsty and flood upon the dry ground.
Mm-hmm.
I will pour my spirit upon thee. Unto you.
Now, what's the spirit? The word. The word. You see how this thing go?
Yeah,
the word is the spirit he's referring to.
Right.
So when he was telling you he's going to pour the spirit on them, he was telling you he's going to pour the what?
The word.
The word. Now, how do you get that understanding? Through what?
Precepts.
Through precepts in your Bible. There ain't no good old no good old pastor going to be teaching none of this. You see what I'm saying? He's going to give you one scripture, and he's going to bump the guns about it all day long.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That's why you got to know. You come back and you write down, you put some yellow right there, and then you write your notes. That's why you write your notes, and you gotta keep paying all paper loaded up in here. You get your five good bookmarks, put it up in your Bible. You see what I'm saying? You come back, you write down your notes, and then you come back and you look at it, you got the yellow there and say, oh yeah, I remember that. So when I come back to class, I know when they talk about what the spirit is, I know I give you Proverbs 1, 2, and 3. You see how they go now?
That's right, I got one.
Now, go ahead, Brother Titus. On you, go ahead. Do you say? I'm gonna have you the torch.
John chapter 6, verse 63.
Call the name out.
All right, Mother Z. John chapter 6, verse 63.
Verse 63.
You talking about the spirit still?
John chapter 6, verse 63.
Young line. And the mother's watching too now. They the mother don't want to see.
Okay.
Hallelujah, bro.
I said, keep it on me.
Hallelujah, bro.
Yeah, keep it on me. I got to keep me right.
If they pay attention and follow what the elders lead, you'll get there. And you must have, if you got a relationship, it's very important. If you got a relationship, your relationship folds to get happy when it's time to rehearse the righteous act. I want to be stronger every week, so let me kind of work you over a little bit in the Word. Okay? I'm going to work you over in the Word a little bit. Yeah, if we work you over now, you're going to be go home and work over. That's how I go.
Now, we're going to see he go pour his spirit on. We're going to put a name on the people he going to pour his spirit on. Now, we'll go to Joel. Can you give me one more win, Brother Tyson Israel, see you, bro.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to pick it up at Joel chapter 2. And I want you to read this. And I want you to read this. And I want you to peek some here, too. And then I'm going to get up out of here. I want you to go to Joel chapter 2. And I want you to read on page. Now use the index. Use the index. Always use the index. You get sharpened up. And there you go. Ain't no wrong with the index. It's the index for.
That's right.
That's right. So you get sharp. You got to get sharp. You got you right there. Go back and page. Just miss it. Right after those days. Y'all, there you go. All right. Now we're going over to the book of Joel chapter 2. Sit down. We're going to verse 27. All right. We're going to 28. And I'm just going to throw one in there, verse 32. Just I'm going to text you right here. Just want to check something out. Check the temperature to see how much you pay attention. Like I said, you never know when you're going to be on the clock. It's level to this thing. You never know when you're going to be on the clock. You never know when you're going to be asking questions. You just never know how y'all are going to move.
And we live at camp 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 is all call for details at 224-600-5579 if you want to be invited to come to one of our 6 camps. Call the international line 224-600-5579, and we live at Camp 1. Back to the Young Line.
All right. Now, Young Line, 60, before you get that going, I know you ready to go on here and munch down on that real quick. But I want you to look at this Joel chapter 2. And what we reading again out of Joel?
Chapter 2, verse 27.
And what else?
28.
And what else? 32. All right. That's right. We're going to be your king here. Okay. Book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 27, 28, and verse 32. Pick it up. What a read.
And you shall know.
You always come back and say the book and the script.
Joel, chapter 2, verse 27. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
In the midst of who?
In the midst of Israel.
Israel.
And that I am Yahweh, and your Yahweh, and none else.
And hold on. He's white man Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Who he say Yahweh he is?
Our Yahweh.
Who's the
our Yahweh?
Who he talking to?
The Father.
But who he talking to though?
Israel.
So he said, and you should know.
Uh-huh.
He said that we speak what we do know.
Uh-huh.
See what I'm saying? We testify what we have seen. See what this that is saying, go? So you should know this, that I am in the midst of who?
Israel.
He in the midst of Israel, Young Lion. Always what the scripture says, because that who Israel, we in service. We go off what we can read. But the book says, he in the midst of who?
Israel.
But 27, according to 27,
he
in the midst of
Israel.
What else?
Continue to
read.
And that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So who's your Yahweh he is?
Israel.
Continue to read.
And none else.
Oh, so the other nations, he's not there Yahweh then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But they try to say, well, we got him too, but you can go to scripture and prove, saying he's your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that's another story of who, how this thing go with them. See what I'm saying? But we'll get to that later on.
Yeah.
See, I'm laughing because you keep coming, you'll learn everything you need to know about this book.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
got the elder sitting right over there ready to teach us. We say anything wrong, the elder, you go hear him. You feel what I'm saying? He go, hold on. He go pop out. Right now, he's quiet. We all right. You feel what I'm saying? We all right right now. Now, continue to read.
Verse 28.
Good. Yeah, finish up 27. And what?
And none else.
Uh-huh.
And my people shall never be the same.
Oh, okay. Now, who's the people he's talking
Israel.
About? Continue to read. 28.
And shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit. Word, right?
Continue to read. Uh-huh. The word. That's right. The word upon all flesh. But who's the all flesh he's referring to?
Israel.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because that's who he's talking to. Got his thing go? Continue to read.
And your sons and your daughters shall
prophesy. Now, who's the sons and daughters? Now, who are you talking about?
Our sons and daughters.
Right. And who's our sons and daughters? What people, what they call?
Israel.
Hallelujah. Continue to read.
Your old men shall dream.
Mm-hmm.
Your younger men shall see vision.
So your young men shall see vision. Verse number 32.
And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on thy name of Yahweh shall be delivered.
Stop. Now I'm going to ask you a question here.
Mm-hmm.
whosoever should call on the name of Yahweh should be delivered. Who's talking about?
Israel.
Hallelujah. And that's only who he's talking about. Ain't talking about nobody else. You can read that. You see how they go? He said, in verse 27, he said he in the midst of Israel. The whole time he was talking to Israel.
Right.
So whosoever was Israel. The only ones that could be delivered is Israel. He said none else. Remember that. In verse 27, he said, I am Yahweh, you're Yahweh, and none else. You got it, though? Only Israel. This whole book is about us. So they inviting themselves to your wedding, and they ain't even been invited. You see what I'm saying? They trying to get in your position.
Hallelujah.
I said, oh, no, we know whosoever means everybody, but that ain't what the book said.
And that's the reason they'll give you all them wicked names
mm-hmm.
that keep you away from your biblical name. Because
mm-hmm.
you keep on hearing about your biblical name of Israel.
Then you go catch up.
Connected together.
We're connected.
So that's why they would call you all these names Skippy in them days. All types of names are going to bring out of next week's ball cast.
Hallelujah.
As long as we can call you other names, that means we can catch
we can
not catch this group because these groups, they separate groups. And that's why they have always been able to overcome us. Because once we divide ourselves as not one nation again, all many nations, and that's why we always lose. Because we don't lost the basis. Because we don't know who we are.
We don't know.
We don't know who we are. And once we find out that we are Israel, and that Bible is talking about us first,
mm-hmm.
and this is our rise, and this is our fall.
Mm-hmm.
And once you put it together, you start up correcting some things, and then all of a sudden, you see a difference. Back to the young
line. All right, over to you, Brother Titus Israel, C. Roy Trav, and Yada Zeus. You got to come up.
Yagua. Yeah, put a mic up on it. Yeah. Again, they're not hearing. Hallelujah. Yagua. Is it working? Contact cut off because I think
it is. Is it on? Hallelujah. Yagua.
Hallelujah. We roll. All right. That's another thing. You know why we say T. Roy? I'm going to show you scripture why we say T. Roy, though.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to show you scripture why we say T. Roy. Why we always greet. T-Roy. We always greet T-Roy. All right. Let's go to Kings. Brother McCain. Brother McClain, Israel.
You said go to Kings?
Yes, sir.
Kings.
All right, look at that. Kings, real quick.
Index.
What's it all about?
Which king?
think first.
Mm. Let's go to 2 Kings real quick.
Hallelujah.
Go to 2 Kings chapter 11. Mm-hmm.
Start from verse 1?
Yeah, pick up that verse 1 real quick.
2 Kings, chapter 11, verse 1. And when Athaliah, mm-hmm. the mother of Aziah, mm-hmm. saw that her sons were dead, mm-hmm. She arose and destroyed all the seed royal.
Verse 2. We're going to put a name, hold on, we're going to put a name on who the seed royal is.
Okay.
To be plain, we're going to put a name on who the seed royal is.
Seed royal.
Seed royal.
That's right. Seed royal.
Job chapter 8, verse 8.
For in quiet, I pray you of the former age and prepare thyself to the search of thy father.
You got to prepare for the search of your father. You got to prepare the search of your father. We're going to Ezra chapter 2, verse 62. Ezra.
The book of Ezra, chapter 2, verse 62.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. We're going to Ezra chapter 2, verse 62. Ezra chapter 2, verse 62. Now this word Arabian,
Job chapter 2, verse 62.
And Sister D.J. being Prince Israel, happy Nehemiah. Chapter 7, verse 64.
Let's try to see if you got Job.
Put
your bookmark there, we'll be coming back.
Yes, Job, yeah, I'm right. I got Job.
Yeah,
the
bookmark.
That's probably
we'll be coming back.
Yeah, I got
Job right here. The book of Job, chapter 2. You fucking read it, verse 62. Now, Ezra. Ezra chapter 2, verse 62. He thought that Esther among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore, were they as polluted, put from the priesthood.
Mm-hmm. That word Arabian, they got no father at all, period. It's polluted. The book of Nehemiah. The second one is Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 64. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nehemiah chapter 7, verse
64. Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 64. These sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but it was not found. Therefore, were they as polluted, put from the priesthood.
From the priesthood. That's good, right. All right. Okay. We'll examine this Arabian real quick. Let's go to Genesis real quick. Go to the book of Genesis. Go to the book of Genesis. Genesis. Alright, make that chapter 17 real quick. Look at Genesis chapter 17. Look at Genesis chapter 17. Alright, Genesis chapter 17. We're going to pick up at verse 15 real quick. Genesis chapter 17, verse 15, we're going to read down. All right, Mother T. Genesis chapter 15, Genesis chapter 17, verse 15, we're going to read down so we get our point.
Genesis chapter 17, verse. Genesis chapter 17, verse 15. Verse 15. And Yahweh said unto Abraham, as for Sarah, Sariah, their wife, he shall not call her name Sariah, but Sarah shall be, shall her name be called. So, do you want to keep reading?
Yeah, go ahead.
Verse 16, and I will bless her and give you a son also of her. He will bless her, and she shall be a mother of many kings. Mother of nations, kings of people shall be of her.
All this, we became then, way before, you know, when Abraham passed the ice and Isaac gave to Israel. So this came all our great great grandparents, our great our forefathers. Go ahead.
Verse 18. Wait a minute, did I finish 17?
Yeah, read verse 17.
Genesis chapter 17, verse 17. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his mind, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old, and shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear. Verse 18. And Abraham said unto Yahweh, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. Verse 19. And Yahweh said, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear you a son indeed, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him.
After him. Okay, go ahead and verse 20.
And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have.
So that's name there, Ishmael. That word we read over here in about the Arabian. That's the word and word for Ishmael. You know this the Arab, the Arabian. That's Ishmael, the Islamic, the Quran man. That's the Quran man there. So it's Ishmael. The so-called Arabian people, okay, who is this? All right. We're coming back to what we left off at. Okay, we was at our second crosses, I believe. Mm-hmm. Acts 22. Mm-hmm. You read verse, so you need to be back at verse 1. Second crosses 22, verse 1. Cool. Why you read verse 1? Skip down verse 8. Verse 8 and 10.
Okay. Second Chronicles chapter 22, verse 8. And it came to pass that when Jehu was executing judgment upon the house of Ahab, and found the prince of Judah and
princes.
The sons princes of Judah and the sons of brethren of Ahijah that mistreated ministered to Hazael. He slew them.
Verse 10.
But when
Athaliah,
the mother of Isaiah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royals of the house of Judah.
She arose to all the seed royals of the house of Judah. Now, I know you said the word the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to show you something real quick.
So, young man, so who is the
seed royal? Seed royal, that's Ishmael?
No, you just read it. I said, first, I always look at the verses, the last verse you read. So who is seed royal?
The house of Judah.
So that means family or nation.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear them calling you seed royal, they recognize you from what tribe, according to that verse. They recognize you from what verse, what tribe, according to that verse you just read.
Israel?
No.
Judah.
All the way down, not up in the air, it's in that, it's down
in the book.
In that book. So read about you hear the young lion calling you seed royal, because they know you from the tribe of what?
Judah.
So Judah is the seed royal out of all the 12 tribes.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Number one, C. Roy is Judah.
No.
The rest of us not called C. Roy. Judah is called the lead tribe of C. Roy. But you can identify of his life as C. Roy. But remember, Judah is in what order?
What order?
Go to Zechariah chapter 12.
Zechariah.
Verse number 7. Your order is Judah in for you to listen. Once you find out who Judah is and know they got a pecking right order of things, once we understand the order, then you know where to go get what you need in order. And if it's in order, guess what? You line up with somebody who wants to get you in order. So we all over the place, but we go in the wrong place looking for information with the Bible. We got to go here first. 12 verse 5. Zechariah, 12 verse 5. Hey, pick it up, Mommy. 12 verse 5. Pick it up, Mommy.
Zechariah,
12 verse 5. See, once we dig out that the plan that they have put on us, they have divided us and taken us out of the order of the mighty one. And that's why they either conquer us, although we, how many mothers? Hey, mother D of Israel, how many is the children of Israel? According to 24 verse 16. So you wonder, how is so many people just under control by lesser nations? Because we don't know who we are, according to 24 verse 16.
Genesis chapter 24, verse 16. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, Thou art our sister.
You are our sister.
Be you the mother of thousands of millions.
Be you the mother of thousands of millions. Be you the mother of thousands of millions. So we never are anointed nowhere, but we are anointed everywhere because they always would divide you and give you another name. The name that you came with, matter of fact, into Europe in the 70s, 70,000 B.C. and 70 A.D., all the names that you left with, you no longer have them anymore. That's why you call Richon. That's why you call Saxon. That's why you call it Kelt. You call so many names Scythian. And every last one of these names is points to one piece. And as long as I can divide you, I can jump to Kelt, the Scythian. I can jump all the people because you never know that every name you just got to mention is one piece. But and that's what the minority of the world notice. As long as we can divide them, but they never know who they really are. But like for example,
this book called Missing Link Discovered in the Syrian Tablet.
By who?
As the author of E. Raymond Capps.
Okay, good. Now read it. Watch this. Now listen to this.
Okay. William Capps, I think the conjecture of those learned Germans who imagine that the Saxons are descended from the Saki Sax, the most powerful people of Asia, that they are
it was a man called by the Saki.
The most powerful people of Asia.
Now, what these Sakians here, they were the most powerful people of Asia. Go ahead.
That they are so called as if one should say, Sacathones. That is the sons of Sac. And that out of Scythians, or Samaria, or Hamathia, or Asia, they pulled little by little unto Europe, along with the Jesses and Swedes. And the Dachi deserve credit the best of the others. And indeed, the opinion of those men who fetched the Saxons out of Asia, where mankind has its rise and growth, does not vote some color of reed.
Now you might find. Let's keep reading.
Quoted by J.D. Granger, The Seed of Isaac, page 160.
The Seed of Isaac. Now, you say all the men you just got to mention, they have a seed of who?
The Seed of Isaac.
So, see, all these are seeds of Isaac. And the man you just got to mention. You say you have some powerful names that was mentioned, but we trying to take the week we're dealing with Black and Beautiful Month of Israel, February month, to show you the fact that the reason you in captivity today and other nations everywhere rule over you, because they always, ever since you left Israel, they always have gave you another name. And you always have bit on the name, and it tells you in modern day understanding, a house divided cannot stand. The reason why we always jump, because we never can put it together that we are one people. I want to read two more of this. This is what we're going to be touching on next week. It's showing you that now, this is the missing link discovery.
Princes all track their origin.
Uh-huh.
Hosea, Hosea, and Gilgit, the two Saxon chiefs who fought the English in the 5th century, wrecking Orden, wrecking Arden, or Wooded in their dialect.
Or recently discovered transition.
But we'll bring all that out next week.
going back to what you're on, which you did give up. Give the idea we're going to bring all that out, that all the names that you are called all over the world is names that was talked about in Deuteronomy 28:37, that you will be a byword and a proverb wherever you go. And that's what you are according to the written record. And we'll take care of it all next week. Back over to the young line.
All right. Now we're touching on that. What order that Yahdah first in? Zechariah chapter 12, real quick. Verse 7, real quick. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7. Brother McCain, Israel. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7.
12, verse 7. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7. Yahweh also shall save the tent from Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah.
Let me explain something about that, since we're on that subject matter. See, Judah is, how many tribes, how many songs did Judah have? How many songs from those of learning? How many songs did Judah have? Yeah. He had 20 songs. He had. So he had 20 songs. He had more than that, but he had more than 20. Now he's 20 songs, but Perez and Doris know that whatever the sin of Perez, he know wherever he finds Judah, he know his position is supposed to be ruler. And Perez know that. So when Judah always come around Perez, he know by knowing his scripture. When he got over to the northern world, he knew that whatever you were sitting on over there, by the record, he posted that. So that's the conflict between Perez and Zora today. See, a lot of people don't know that. That whenever Perez Judah shows up, he is the number one, going to be the number one spot. And Perez know the exam. King James came from Perez. So whenever Judah is over there, well, that's enough. I'm going to leave that alone. Just give it all next week. But it's so much information you got to bring out. And that's why we know how, but we got to organize to be able to lay this thing out. It's always going to bring these two nations again, but King James was going to bring the two nations together by using America and Europe. But no, that ain't scripture wise. You know, no, it's not connecting you back together as two nations. You automatically is a twin brother to Perez. The two nations is Southern Kingdom and Northern Kingdom. Okay. First of all, I'll teach you how to be done. Back to the young one.
Young one. Okay, on that first deal, I'm going to deal precept on that real quick. Go to, you know Judah's the first order, right? Mm-hmm. Let's go to book,
You said Judah the first order.
I'll go first. Let's go to Judges real quick. Let's go to book of Judges. Watch this. The book of Judges, chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 2.
First, what chapter?
The book of Judges, chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 2.
Book of Judges, chapter 1, verse 1. Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, asked Yahweh, saying, who shall go up against against the
Canaanites?
First to fight against them.
First. He said, who to go up against the Canaanites first? Go ahead.
Second verse. And Yahweh said to Judah, shall go up, behold.
And Yahweh said, go ahead. Yahweh said,
Judah shall go up, shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And Judah said unto Simeon, his brother, come up with me into my lot, that we may fight against the Canaanites, and likewise, and I likewise will go with thee into thy lot. So Simeon went with him. Verse 4.
Okay, that's it. I'm just going to put some Yeah, so Judah's first, go up first, and also, he's this as well, too. He also this real quick. Let's go to Chronicles. Let's go to Chronicles real quick. Let's go to Chronicles.
First Chronicles.
We're going to First Chronicles. We're going to First Chronicles chapter 5. Verse 2.
First Chronicles chapter 5, verse 2. But Judah prevailed above his brethren, and of him came the chief ruler. But the birthright was Joseph. Verse 3.
Okay. I'm just getting a point out of that in verse 2. Okay. It said Judah prevailed above his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And of him came the chief ruler. But the birthright was Joseph.
Which Judah, though?
Okay, now we're going to which Judah. So we're going to Judah had two sons.
About
that. You have two sons.
I'm going to go read
some out of Book of Ruth.
Book
of Ruth. Book of Ruth. Book of Ruth. I'm going to Book of Ruth. Born to Naomi. He called his name Obed.
Mm-hmm.
He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. A.T. Now, these are the generations of Perez. Mm-hmm. Perez begot Israel.
So Perez, now, who is Perez? Now, let's stop right there, because now we got to find out who Perez is, because what's going on right now, we need to find out. Remember, which Judah is that lawgiver? Which Judah? So let's find out who Perez is. Mother G.F. Israel. There you go. Mother G.F. Israel. Let's go over there and book the text. Write it down, young blind. Let's go get it down because you're learning your bloodline. That's what you're doing. You should learn your bloodline, your father. You can know how which Judah got the law. Which one's going to get that law? Which one is the chief? Is the chief out of all the 12 guys of Israel? Which Judah? Remember, two boys. We'll make sure we get you down packed now. We're going to the book of, we're going to book of Genesis chapter 38. That's right. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 27, Mother G.F. Israel. And we're going to read down to verse number 30. We're going to put these names down so we can know the son. So write this down, take a mental note of this, because we're going to read some historical facts pertaining to them, pertaining to these boys too. One of the above. All right? Make sure you write that down. If you get the scriptures down packed, we're going to Genesis. Chapter 38. That's why I want 38 picking up at verse 27. That's right. 38 picking up at verse 27. You mark for that over. You go mark for that over. All right, Mother G.F. Israel, when you're ready, you can take off.
Genesis chapter 38. Verse 27.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 27. And it came to pass in the time of her to rest.
That's right.
That behold, twins were in her womb.
That's right. Twins is in her womb. So Tamar. So Tamar got twins in her womb. These Judah's boys. Mm-hmm.
28. And it came to pass when she to rest that the one put out his hand.
That's right.
And the midwife took the bound.
And bound upon his hand a solid thread. So now, so one came out, and this one came out first. And she about to read that now. When Tamar was in travail, she about to have his baby. One came out and put that bloody old head out the womb. And she bound her. What she bound again, Mother G.F. Israel?
A solid thread.
So now the solid thread that she bound on his head. Alright, continue to read.
Then this came out first.
Now this one is the one that came out first with the scarlet red thread that came out of Tamar's womb, his hand. That's the oldest. Now what happened after that, Mom?
Verse 29. And it came to pass as he drew back.
He drew back.
His hand.
Back his hand now. Before, now go ahead and print that out.
Behold, his brother came out, and she said, "How hast thou broken forth?
Mm-hmm.
This breach be upon you."
That Mother G.F. Israel. I just want to pause there real quick because I want to just for the young lion can understand that how Yahweh feel about when you draw back. We want to make sure we let this young lion know that how Yahweh feel when you draw back. Now remember, he drew back, right? Did we read that? Okay, so he drew back, right? So let's go to Hebrews chapter 10, Brother Titus Israel, C. Roy. Would you help me out with this? Now, I want you to read me first. Pick it up at verse, let's get straight to the point. Give me verse 38 and verse 39.
I'm going to the book of Hebrews.
That's right.
Book of Israelite.
Book of Israelite. Chapter 10.
Chapter 10.
That's right.
Book of Israelites. Mm-hmm. Chapter 10, verse 38, 39.
Mm-hmm.
Now the just shall live by faith.
The just shall live by faith.
If any man draw back.
If any man draw back, Thor.
My soul shall have no pleasure in hell.
If any man draw back. If any man of the 12 tribes of Israel draw back. If us do not. It ain't just for Zoe, but Zoe did draw back. It's for him. He drew back.
out that woman. But if any man draw back, what do you say?
My soul shall have no pleasure in him.
So you hear that, brother? McLean, Israel, Steve, Roy, Trav, y'all, that Judah. If you draw back, Yahweh so don't have what? What do you say?
No pleasure in him.
He got no pleasure in you if you draw back. Don't be looking for him to be coming around China and you call on Yahweh and you done drew back. You ain't want to keep no scabby days no more. You don't want to come around and get this good old message. Matter of fact, back it up, son, brother Scott. Back it up and pick it up at verse number, let's make this plain. Let's pick it up at verse number 24. And let's read that until we get our point.
The book of the Israelites, Luke, Word, Hebrew, chapter 10, verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
Let us consider one another. To provoke us to love, to good works.
Mm-hmm.
25. Not forsake the assembly of ourselves together.
So you can't forsake the assembly. You say, assemble yourself together. That means you got to do some gathering on this Sabbath day.
As the battle song is,
mm-hmm.
but exhorting one another.
That's right. And you got to make sure you're keeping this Sabbath day. You got to be exhorting one another as well.
And so much the more as you see the day approach.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 26. Then we sin willfully.
After you sin willfully, what happened?
After that he has received the knowledge
mm-hmm.
of the truth.
Now I can tell you read.
There remained no more sacrifice for sin.
Now read that one more time for the young man so you can get a good understanding about what you just said.
Alright. The book of Israelites, Little Word Hebrew, chapter 10.
Verse number 26.
Verse 26. When we sin willfully.
Now you sin willfully when?
After that. We have received the knowledge of the truth.
Young man, you're getting some knowledge of the truth right now, right?
There remains no more sacrifice for sin.
There ain't no more sacrifice for sin. Now you know. Now you know. You know the list. You see what I'm saying? Ain't no room, no time for no error now. You see what I'm saying?
What's got coming in the next verse then?
Verse 27. Hallelujah.
27.
You know.
But it's certain people looking for judgment. And fire inclination mm-hmm. to the power to have the
sin. Yes, wait on the fire.
There you go. They mean only place to go to if you do a number verse 26 is what? Where you going if you do a verse 26? You going to the fire.
Yeah.
You gonna get burnt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just I don't just keep holding on to my leg. I'm getting burnt too. I ain't trying to go down there.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm going back home to that king. See the lick?
You'll be left behind, right?
I'll be left behind all. Ain't no up in the way for me. See what's going on here? Continue
yeah.
to read. All right. Now, matter of fact, that's good right there. That's all we need right there. Now, if you draw back like Zoe did, now he said he don't delight in that. Verse 38. I mean 39. Yeah.
But we are not what? Of them who draw back into perdition. But of them that believe, save another soul.
Now we are not what? What
we are not of them who draw back.
So the voice of the true Israelites are not of them that draw back.
We are what?
What are we?
Yes. Predictions, but of them that believe,
mm-hmm.
save on the soul.
That's what we believe in. You see how this thing go? That's the voice of the true Israelites is about. We ain't doing no drawn back. We ain't come from no soul of them bloodline. You see what's going on here? We ain't going to come take care of this man's business. That means we're going to be here Saturday. We're keeping these feast days. And in 6 wicked old days, we're going to be reading our Bible. We're going to be wearing our friends. We ain't going to go outside and somebody says we ain't got no friends on. So. You see how this thing go? We're going to be in order, not just in the temple outside of the temple. Order. Right. Anytime you see me, you're going to see me with my lick on. You see what I'm saying? Ain't no playing no games. That means we ain't doing no strong back. Once we in here, we in here. That's what we do. You see how this thing go? All right, let's go back over here to this book. Let's get find out about this old child, Mother D.F. Israel, so we can get to this historical fact about something about Zohar. Yes, ma'am. We're coming back to Ruth, too. We're coming back to Ruth. I'm sorry, Mother D.F. Israel. We are coming back to Ruth. But we'll get a look, some look, remembering about
mm-hmm. that behold, his brother came out, and she said, how hast thou broken forth this Greek mm-hmm. be upon you? Therefore his name was called Perez.
Therefore his name was called Perez. Perez come out saying, we ready to go. Mm-hmm. Let's go. We ready to go. We read in the book of Genesis chapter 38. And she just got done reading. What's the last verse you read, Moses, of Israel? 20 minutes. 20 minutes. Verse 30.
Verse 30. And afterwards came out his brother that had the scarlet thread
mm-hmm.
upon his hand. And his name was called Zor.
And his name was called Zor. Now you see how this thing go, right? Now, you got two sons, two twins. One came out first, bust their hand out through their pregnancy at that time, was time for the spell. He came out first. When he came out, she put a scarlet red thread upon him. When the scarlet red thread came upon him, what happened after that? He pulled back. He drew back. What y'all want to say about you drawing back? You got no pleasure in you if you draw back. You see what I'm saying? He said he's a child. He don't see. See, he said he's a child.
Be like the family of Perez.
You see, throw it out. Throw a name out there, right? Continue to read.
Whom Tamar bear unto Judah.
Tamar bear this up to Judah, right? Continue to read. I pay attention.
Of the seed.
Of the seed. Now, who's the seed he referring to?
Red.
For Red. Of who? Which who?
Whom Tamar.
But which what? With the seed of the seed which what?
Of the seed which Yahweh.
With Yahweh. Should what?
Should give you of this young one.
So this is the seed of Yahweh. This is what he told. He told the seed of Perez. You see how these things went? He had chosen the seed of Zoah. Zoah drew back. Zoah ain't come out red. Zoah, he said he Perez came out red.
So what you saying now, Moses of Israel, 118:23-5, what are you saying? What are you saying then?
This is Yahweh's doing.
It's Yahweh's doing.
It is marvelous in our
eyes. It is what?
Marvelous in our
eyes. This is marvelous in our eyes. You see how this thing goes? Yahweh told that thing, but don't you back. He told Perez came out ready. It's a spiritual thing going on here.
See why? Well, we can take another level because that the reason why King James did not go with the Vision Bible. He didn't go with the Bible that was the original Bible.
Mm-hmm.
He got the scholars together and some and sent them back to Berea. But he knew that everybody that came on Zora's side, remember, Zora was moving on his feelers.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh did not send him to go to Europe.
He sure did.
He took it on his own because he was pouting about not being king where he was at. This is a spiritual thing here. So that's the reason him and the big signatures left in about the 1600s. About 100-some years ago, the children of Israel was coming up out of captivity. They got and they left. Because remember, Dan has always been a seller. So Dan has bought out the land and they didn't left. Because he knew he was going to be king in his mind. But he knew he was going to be king in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
This is the hand of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And Zora knows today. That's why he sent and looked for Perez to get the number one ounce of what he's looking.
Mm-hmm.
And watch me tell you now, the world gonna come look for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know we can show you what the Bible's saying in order. But sooner or later, order will come to us. That's why we got to be in order. Because
yeah.
That's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. So y'all have to be on one accord. You got to know how to take a deep breath and go in the Bible and break down whatever they mindset is on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we did that. He knew bottom line that his parents, all of them, at 342 years, they were Protestants, they were Catholics, they were everything. And he knew that was wrong. It came to grips, that was wrong. They were everything in his family, and he wanted to do something good with your body. So he said, okay, y'all scholars go over there to Perez and call me this book, Broke Right. From Hebrew to English. From Hebrew to English because their family started speaking English in the
1400s. All right. Now let's get some more information about what's going on here. Let's go back to their group now. Now come back over there because now we know that the seed of Perez was the one Yahweh has told. Let's go carry this law. Let's go carry this thing all the way through. Yahweh chose him, his marvelous in our eyes, sir. But let's go back to Ruth. Now we're going to swing back over, stay in the same chapter. Now we're going back over there and read verse number 20. And I'm going to read Matthew's, and I'm going to pick it up at chapter number 1 and read, start from verse number 1.
Yeah,
and I'm going to get my blessing in too, man. You can't hog all the blessings now, boy. I got to get my lick in too now. Let's see. Let's come back. Come on to you, brother. Time this for C. Roy. Going back to Bookie Roof. Come on, young lion. Get back to your roof. Which is after a rabbit to it.
Going back to your book of Ruth, right here. And get you on up in there, because I want you to see it with your own eyes, because you're about to learn the history of your father.
Yeah, that's the precept, Malachi. Yeah, Matthew 1:1.
We'll get a rundown about Perez. Let's see what Perez had going on. Now pick it up at verse number 19, Brother Titus Israel C. Roy.
The book of Ruth, chapter 4, verse 19. And Hezron begot Ram, and Ram begot Amminadab. Verse 20. And Amminadab begot Nahshon. And Nahshon begot Salmon. Verse 21. And Salmon begot Boaz. And Boaz begot Obed.
Obed.
22. And Obed begot Jesse.
Yes, sir.
And Jesse begot
So David came through which of the two boys?
Perez.
See, David ain't come through Zoe. You see Zoe's name anywhere in there? And they talk about Tamar, but they ain't say nothing about Zoe. They talk about Judah, but they ain't say nothing about Zoe because between the twins that Judah had from Tamar, they talked about Perez. See what's going on? And Perez, the seed that's going to carry that lick, the seed going to come through Perez. This thing going to keep continuing on through Perez. Perez is the one that has this leadership down. That bloodline. Let's go to precept. Let's go to precept.
We go on to the book called Genesis chapter... We want something in Genesis to get a precept on that, to understand exactly what he's saying, but we're going to use a precept on that. And he says something that we can read. Genesis 22, I wanted what he says when Abram was just about ready to put the knife to his boy. A statement was made, and what was statement was made from the angel above. Something he said that we can read. Now, what did the angel say to him that we can read? Look at 22:15. And we'll look at 15:16. Now, here's a precept to what's going on. We go on to... Have to no longer be. So as long as you're in bloodline,
makes it plain in the bloodline, A.B. of Peter, that in Ecclesiastes 4:16, what it says. What it says in 4:16. See, long as it's a bloodline, that this is how it's supposed to be. So all the way Zora can ever be king, you have to knock the whole bloodline up already.
Mm-hmm. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 15. 16.
Okay.
Verse
16.
16. Okay. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 16. Anybody there?
They're still waiting on the young line. Okay. So, that's why they say what they say. And that same thing happened. You know, they have changed the king over there in Britain today. Now, Esau from Queen Elizabeth and Charles, they is sitting on that bloodline. That bloodline. Now, they got in that bloodline.
until
they got you disembodied. All the people over there knew who they were, but you ain't telling the story. Come out there, right, and say, look, they know who you are, but they writing your story, and you going on with these things, right?
And upon gold, coins of his tax. The Jacobites, he had
the Jacobites. So he knew they were the Jacobites. He knew that he didn't sign the signature that no King James do it. He knew that word James means Jacob.
Yeah,
well. He knew who he were, but he knew that his father, his grandfather was up on the pagan. He knew Zora, and that's why he knew one thing. To get this thing right when he sat down, he had to go buy Perez and to write the book in English for the people that were coming up there with there. And they started speaking English about 200 some years. And just started speaking English. They were speaking their native tongue. And they came over it. And Latin.
Mm-hmm.
They were not speaking English.
Right.
English came in that area. And they came over there in 449 AD. Started speaking that English language. Started getting all together by about 1400. Because then you would let them divide you and copy you. And then they bring in anything. They start bringing anything in. But see, that King James, he signed his signature right there.
Mm-hmm.
About, and he told them exactly what he was on. So when you read about the three lands they was in, they was all tied together, they knew they was Israelites. They knew they was Israelites over there. Because Israelites been over there even in the 1600s, and they really blocked over there. In Solomon's time, when he, in 1000 B.C., they flooded the area over there in 1000 B.C. And when Jonah was trying to run from Yahweh in the 800s, where'd he go? Right over there to that same land, too, because he knew he was there. We was over there. Jonah went over there.
Hallelujah.
That was Jonah. He went over there to hide. He went over there to hide. And Tarshish called Fang today. See? Because he paid his fare. That means it was a continuation of both going back and forth from both places all the time. But like I said again, they'll put these other names up under you, and as time unfolds, you could not say who you are. As time went on, then you became whatever they told you you were. And that's why today you are the other name. Yeah? And all those spots over there, you have, and all those spots today, up under another name.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the young mind.
Hallelujah, boy. Yeah. All right. What we now, since we don't go with them, I'm
going to
check out something in
Matthew.
Matthew. That's right. We're going to Matthew. And we're going to pick it up at verse 1, number 1. And I want you to pay attention to this name. These names, right, that we're about to read.
Hallelujah, one.
Long list. We go get this out. Now remember, we make it a distinction between Zoa and Perez. That's what we're doing right now. And we're doing it from the pages of the book. So we're going to pick it up at verse number 1. And we're going to read Matthew chapter 1. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 1. We're going to let everybody get time to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have it, verse number 1. When you have it, say hallelujah, what? Love line. When you get there, let me know, say hallelujah, why, and take off a read. Yeah, hallelujah, why. All right. We're going to Matthew chapter 1, verse number 1, and verse number 1 reads, the book of the generations of Yahweh the son of David, the son of Abraham. Verse 2, Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob, whose name changed was to
Israel. In Israel, he got Yada Judah and his brother. Verse 3. In Yada Judah, he got Perez and Zohar of Tamar. But the funny part about it, as we look at this, Perez's name is first. But Zohar the oldest of Tamar. And Perez begot Hezron. And Hezron begot Ram. Now remember we just got done reading the book of Genesis. What was that? What was we reading, y'all? Was that 22? We picked up at verse 15 to 16, showing that Abraham had a son before Isaac. And Isaac was the one that got the covenant. In the same way, Perez, Zohar is under a covenant, but he got to get a third party. They weren't there. Some of his boys were there, but Joy and them, his boys got up out of there. Joy and them got up out of there. Perez got the covenant, but he got the covenant, extended covenant, because he got the kingship covenant. You got the same way. Zohar didn't get the kingship covenant, even though he's Judah. But his twins in the mix here. You see what's going on? He's still an Israelite, but he didn't get the kingship. The kingship only can go to one son. You got the same way. Case in point. Let's get another case in point. Let's go read some of the book of Genesis.
Well, how about what he said at his own mouth? I'm going to dig up Israel in First Chronicles 28:4. What he said at his own mouth? He said something out of his own mouth. He made a statement out of his own mouth to tell us something. He looked red, the one that was needs to hear this. He said something in the Chronicle book. He said something, Moses, in 28:4 or 29:4. One of them was 4, 28:29. He said something in Chronicles out of his own mouth. What did he say that we can read?
First Chronicles chapter 28, verse 4.
Yes, he said something that we can read. What did he say? In the 28th or 29th chapter, verse 4. Which one that's...
Yeah, verse
4. Yeah, 44 was
28.
28:4. What do you say in 28, verse 4?
First Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 4, reads, how be it, Yahweh of Israel.
So Yahweh who?
Of Israel.
So what do you do?
Chose me.
Mm-hmm.
Before all the
family
of my father,
uh-huh.
The king over Israel forever.
How long?
Forever.
Now, you know what Zohar was he was in there. He said, wait a minute. So David let you know that his bloodline through Perez is to be king over the Israelites for how long?
Forever.
Even when he reigned back in the kingdom for eternity, David would be king over all Israel forever.
Hallelujah.
For he has chosen Judah to be the ruler.
For what Judah?
Perez Judah.
And of the family of Judah, the family of my father, and among the sons of my father, be like me to make me king over all Israel.
How much is there?
So
the Zorahites, they know one thing. They part of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So David let us know right then and there. If he didn't move around there, then he would. But all the big things here was over in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
David Perez him to be over all these Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
Not King James. And so when Israel went there over there in Europe, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon,
mm-hmm.
he was king over them. But he told, truthfully, that was not correct. Because Perez is to lead you.
That's right.
And he's telling right here, the Almighty hand is in this. And I and my side of Perez will be king forever of the Israelites.
Hallelujah,
bro. Bread, I mean, I don't know about you.
Not
Go ahead.
That's already King James came clean. Because he knew, sooner or later you'll figure you got to come clean. Sooner or later you got to look mom and dad in the eyes and in the face. Mom, you're just not right. You know, bottom line, you my mama, you my dad, you my auntie. But you just been taught wrong. You have taught me wrong. And I got to break away from that. And that was King James did. He swallowed his pride and got the scars together and they're going away now and get the true understanding of the Bible up under Yahuwah and bring it back to me in English and give it to those that's English now because they saw it in English from the 1400s all up to this day.
That's right. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Let's go back to these names. Now, we know that Perez, the one that holds the leadership down, and our father, King David, will be king for us. Let's get the rest of the names in the county here. And we're going to run it all down and see how long this thing holds true. In the book of Matthew chapter 1, we're picking it back up at verse number, we're going to verse number 4 now. Now, verse number 3, finishing up verse 3. Let's start back at the top. And Judas begot Perez and Zoah of Tamar. And Perez begot Hezron. And Hezron begot Ram. And so far, we're still talking about the lineage of Perez. Verse 4. And Ram begot Amminadab. And Amminadab begot Nashon. And Nashon begot Solomon. Verse 5. And Solomon begot Boaz of Rechab. And Boaz begot Obed of Ruth. And Obed begot Jesse. Verse 6. And Jesse begot David, the king. And David, the king, begot Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah. Verse 7. And Solomon begot Rehoboam. And Rehoboam begot Abijah. And Abijah begot Asa. Verse 8. And Asa begot Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat begot Jehoram. And Jehoram begot Uzziah, verse 9. And Uzziah begot Jotham. And Jotham begot Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Hezekiah, verse 10. And King Hezekiah begot Manasseh. And Manasseh begot Amon. And Amnon begot Josiah, verse 11. And Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brother. About the time they were carried away to Babylon. Verse 12. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Salathiel. And Salathiel begot Zerubbabel. Verse 13. And Zerubbabel begot Abihu. And Abihu begot Eliakim. And Eliakim begot Azar. Verse 14. And Azar begot Sadok. And Sadok begot Akim. And Akim begot Elu, and 15, and Elu begot Eleazar, and Eleazar begot Matthew, and Matthew begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Yahuwah the Son, who is called Yahuwah. Verse 17. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David until the carrying away into Babylon, our 14 generations. And from the carrying away into Babylon into Yahuwah the Son, our 14 generations. So no way in the you see Zoah, once he came out of his mama's womb, that he was part of this kingship. Now, I want to go pull out some historical facts. I'm going to hand over to Brother Titus Israel, Steve Roy, while I look for my office.
Well, King should have like this, the brothers take over just like today. If you have a family, and the next of kin is the one that's within your family, but if you have the most sons or daughters, the next of kin is your brother.
The next of kin.
So Zoro cannot be king until there's no more next
kin. Ain't no more parade.
Hey, you can never be king. There's always somebody in the bloodline.
There's always somebody in the bloodline.
Nobody in the bloodline
That's right.
Then you know, then he gets out to his cousin. You won't go from that. Who's the cousin then? Mm-hmm. So that's how it goes. So Perez always over his king of Judah, of Israelite, wherever he is.
Whatever he is.
As long as the bloodline still exists.
As long as still exists.
And Zohar knows this thing.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that Perez is the kingship line.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as a member is left somewhere, that is their role to be king. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So they know this. If I even know this, but they tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Okay? I'll put a couple of coattails on this, and I'll put out the historical facts for the
time. So we don't tell.
Hallelujah, what? As we most definitely are. Now, let's try to pull up, you got the, I'm going to take the flow for a second. Let me pull out this paperwork. I want to pull out the historical facts because people watch these movies and they never know who they be watching. I mean, and you know, everybody likes to portray Judah. Everybody loves to portray Judah. They love it. They look at the movies, people be talking about all this stuff, and they be telling our history in this movie. And no, they never know, people never talk about, like, man, them boys was going down. But they never tell you who these people really were, because, you know, like you say, left the name for a curse. So I'll pick that up from your brother side of this, real see Roy, if I pull out these historical facts.
Why you doing that? Let me grab one then. Give me Galatians 3:1 there.
Galatians chapter 3 verse 1. All foolish Galatians, who have been with you that you should not obey the truth?
Now, all the big Israelite towns of Egypt and Galatians, that's said by the white man and the white woman, right? That's what they think. That's the Gentile. They're Gentile. You need a Jew or Greek. When Paul read that over there in the 3rd chapter. You need a Jew or Greek and all that. Let's find out something there.
Yeah, Galatians chapter 3, verse 1.
Let's find this out in the missing link discovery by E. Raymond Chapman. Let's find out about the Galatians real quick when we get out of the way. What about the Galatians? You can call them foolish Galatians. Who are them Galatians?
All right, so read that the missing link discovery in Siri tablets, page 171. Page 71. Well, let's pick up what it was. All right. Okay.
Plenty of time.
It was for this reason that the Sumerian, Celtic.
Now, the Celtics, that's a big name. Now, once you do your research out there in Europe, the Celtics was a big name. Now, back in the old era, it was called, like the Boston Celtics, you got to say. Basketball game. Too many of you. I got to buy y'all to get
as though they wish to indicate thereby that they are the genuine Galati. For in the language of the Romans,
Germany
means genuine.
In their language, that would mean genuine people.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And Starebo.
Yeah. Stavo.
Yeah, Stavo. Stavo.
Okay, it's the same Roman numerals, though.
Right.
He's asked that to Germany for the genuine, what's their word?
All these names,
not Galatians.
Go ahead, the Gaul. Find that out in 27th chapter. We're going to
morning, he goes by now. Just look at verse 27. Just get warmed up that mother real quick. 27. Ezekiel 27, 13. Let's get them moving around first. Ezekiel 27, 13. About to be at this rate.
Ezekiel chapter 27, verse 13. Javan, Tubal, and Misha, they were merchants. They traded the person of men and vessels of brass.
So they was offering the trade too, huh? Mm-hmm. But now that they'll bring a slave here there too. Mm-hmm. It makes them no difference. Now, look what it says in verse 19. Well, it was Javon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Javon is known as Davy Who.
Javon is the Greek.
That's the Greek. That's right. Yeah. Verse 19.
Ezekiel 27, 19. Dan also and Javon going to a cross.
Out of the Bible that we can read in the book of Ezekiel. We read chapter 27, verse 13. let you know about Japheth, which is the Greek. If they land, the sons of Japheth, was Japheth's boy. We're going to read verse, we read verse 19 about Dan teaming up with Japheth, and they was in some ships. And 17, let you know, y'all not Judah had their hands in some ships, too. Now, we're going back to read the historical facts, and we're going to piggyback off at where it says the tribes of Dan and Judah. It says, who left Egypt to shift and came upon cities of the Greek Peninsula, which is Japhetic land, the Mycenae, the Pylos, and Sparta. Anybody seen the movie Sparta?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Trojan, refugee, also Israelite colony. Mm-hmm. Anybody seen the movie Trojan? So when you saw the movie Spartan, and you saw the movie Trojan, Troy, or they talk about the Trojan, when you get to talk about him, you talk about Greek mythology, or the Trojan were such great warriors, and they coming out of the sky with wings on, how they dress it up.
Mm-hmm.
But they dressing up you.
Mm-hmm.
But these those boys. They ain't saying they can't throw down. That don't mean they don't have no strength and they can't throw down. They just ain't in the parade.
That's right.
That's all.
Right.
That's
right.
They throw down too.
They throw down too.
They throw down. They Judah.
They you Judah.
You know what I'm saying? Most definitely got that birthright.
Right.
But you're not the lawgiver. You're not the leader. That's
right.
It.
That's
you know what I'm saying? It's order to this thing here. So now we got, now remember, we black history now.
Mm-hmm.
Black and beautiful history. This is what we're talking about. So we got the Trojan refugees also our Israelite colony. Eventually made their home along the banks of the Timber River on the western side of Italy and establishing a settlement along with some of the local people of Latium or Latium that would later become known as the city of Rome. We's over there too now. We all over the place now. And there's another group of Trojan refugees settled along the northern shore of the Black Sea. They founded a city called Asgard, the city of iron. Now, let's go read some historical facts. And let's get some names on the map here. And let's see, let's drop down and let's read roughly around. I'm going to drop down paragraph 2 and 6. The Mycenaeans. The Greek civilization came into existence around 1600. They originated in Egypt. You see, the first Mycenaeans or Akkadians were Israelite colonists of the tribes of Dan and Judah who left Egypt in ships and came upon the cities of the Greek Peninsula, which we come to find out Greeks are the Japheth for, Japheth people. Mycenae, Pylos, and Sparta. These were most likely dated back to the Upper Paleolithic. As witnessed by Plato in his account of a war between Atlantis and Athens, after which Atlantis was finally swallowed up by the ocean waters around 9600 BC. The Athenians of that time were Proto-Greeks. These Proto-Greeks occupied Athens in the days of Atlantis. Now the Gentiles who left Egypt before the Exodus, they left before the Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
They had a tribe, you had a group of people, Dan, that left. They got up out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Now if this is Danite with us now, remember, they snaked, so they left. Some stayed back. And it says, under the leader of Dania, took the majority of the Greek city, so they took the bag land.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Japheth boy.
Mm-hmm.
They took their land.
Mm-hmm.
They took Argos, Pylos, and Sparta, Mycenae, and others. The Judites, this is Noah's boy.
Yep.
The Judites who left Egypt before Exodus.
Yes, they did. All the big
dignitaries. Now, all the big dignitaries. That means there was some still lingering around, but the majority of them got out of there.
That's right.
Once when the big dignitaries leave, the people followed the chief man.
Mm-hmm.
So they went on and left too. It says, we're under the leadership of two brothers named Carco and Darda.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to go to the Bible and find out Carco and Darda and get some story and read that from the book. Whose father was Thor, who was one of the two sons of Judah.
Right.
Now, let's go find out what we can read about Carco and we can read about Darda. Let's go to 1 young lion. And so the first king, for that book, write down first king. You got you hanging in there real good, young lion. You hanging in there real good. But we're going to go to first king chapter 4 and pick it up at verse 29 down to verse 31. Write it down real good, and when you get there, bust out. Everybody, time to get there, always write it down first. You got to get to know that. We're going to read the scripture. We got to make sure you write it down so you can come back and read it and rehearse it or write it back, which you better have. We get this thing down pat. We go to 1 Kings chapter 4 and pick it up at verse 29 down to verse 31. Again, Brother Titus, give me 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 2 down to verse 2. Chapter 2, 2 down to 6. And then we go pull something out of book here. And I get my hands on the book. We want to pull out that's so many books. Pull out the Elite Comics book. We want that part 6. And I'm looking for something there because there's something in there that he made a statement about about one of these sons inside of this book. I can get my hands on it by the time you guys take off and bust out and start reading.
All
right. I got it. Sometimes you're going to read that for me, too. I'm going to tell you what page to go to. All right. Bust out and start reading.
Kings chapter 4, verse 29. Go.
What do you read?
And Yahweh gave Solomon wisdom and understanding. Exceeding much and largeness of heart. Even as the sand is that is on the seashore.
So he gave Solomon wisdom and understanding. That he said
Solomon's wisdom.
And Solomon's wisdom is how much? That's a lot of wisdom now.
Infinite.
Well, how much he said? Largeness of the mind.